Welcome to the Pure Flix Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlix.com. PureFlix.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flix Podcast. We are here for episode 3 of our Encounter Podcast series. This is a series that revolves around The Encounter. It's a show over on PureFlix.com, an incredible show. If you want to go over, get a free trial of Pure Flix, you can watch the series. But we're going to dive into this show and really dive into the lessons that we can take away from it. Now, if you don't know about episode 3, if you haven't seen it yet, it surrounds Mandy Abernathy. She's a young high schooler who's really on a quest to find love. There's this guy, Cole, who she's looking to date. And I won't go any further than that. I just want to give you sort of the baseline here. But I want to dive into some of the lessons that we can really take away, particularly when God says no to something, when we pray for something that we really want and we don't get the end result. And so the first lesson that you could take away from episode 3 of The Encounter is that sometimes God's answers aren't what we want to hear. There's this line in particular from the show that I want to read, and it goes as follows: the best possible answers to your questions might also be the hardest to accept. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear the opposite of what we prayed for. Sometimes we take every possible step to make something happen the way we want it to happen, and it can be to our detriment, right? We might go to God and pray for what we want, but we might not ask him to give us what he wants for us, right? Because we might be afraid of that. We might know that maybe what we want isn't what is best for us, but we've got to take our cues from the Lord. Now, the second lesson, Jesus helps people. You know, we see Mandy in The Encounter very frustrated. She tells Jesus that he's not helping her get Cole as a boyfriend. That's what she wants. And she responds with a quote. She says, "I go to Bible study, I pray all the time, and I even used to wear one of those What Would Jesus Do bracelets. The real Jesus helps people." You know, it's easy to assume that our prayers are not answered in the way we want them to be, and that those prayers have then gone unanswered. It's also easy to blame God for not helping us, and I say helping in quotes, to get what we want. But again, if what we want will actually hurt us, then why would an all-knowing and all-loving God give us what we want, knowing it's going to hurt us? You know, sometimes help is a word that can take on the wrong meaning when we're not understanding what help really means. Now, God's thoughts, and this is the third point, God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. You know, we see in Isaiah 55:8-9 that this is the case. You know, those verses read, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You know, our vision is very limited to what's before us, but God can see the full 30,000-foot view, and since he can see the beginning, the middle, and the end, he has the power to actually guide us in the right way, to give us the right responses, and to help us make the right decisions if we ask him. He's in control, and so we'd be smart to spend more time handing over the steering wheel to him rather than trying to steer through the chaos on our own. Now, our last point that we're going to make here, number 4, our feelings aren't our Lord. Now, what does that mean? It's really simple that, and I'm actually going to pull a quote because I think this is more impactful to pull the quote from the series to help us understand. Jesus in the series, The Encounter, says, "Who do you call Lord, me or your feelings?" You know, this is a question we can all ask ourselves. Are we following scripture and truth in our prayers, the answers to our prayers? Or are we following our feelings and our culture, right? Is culture driving our decisions and our viewpoints and our perspectives? There are real consequences when we ignore God for our own whims, and we can actually see that chaos unfold in Mandy's life in The Encounter when she decides to forge on and ignore what Jesus has told her. And then we actually see Jesus' response in the series, which I think is very powerful. He said, "You disobeyed me and made it happen." You know, we can make all sorts of things happen in our lives, but those things might not make us happy because they might not have been meant for us. So let's all work harder to seek God, to listen to God, and to act as he wants us to, not as we see fit. If you want to find healing today, if you're looking to find what it means to be a Christian, you can head over to insider.pureflix.com, read all of our content. You can also read the written version of this podcast over there. Again, it's insider.pureflix.com, and be sure to head over to pureflix.com to stream The Encounter today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tune in next week for the next installment of the Encounter podcast series.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow Pure Flix on Facebook at facebook.com/pureflix and on Twitter at Pure Flix. And be sure to log on today to pureflix.com for your free month of access to thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the Pure Flix podcast.